The former Inspector General of Police was at the center of this, the matter of the investor student. So at the press conference today, she also said that she too had some unexplained accident on her convoy. So politically, I think she has no choice but to start with this case.
She has also begun to replace some officials of the late President Mutharika, starting with Finance Minister. Why do you think that was necessary?
These are key officials in government, and she had to put her own trusted people. In government, you need to work with people you trust. So I think politically this is a sensible move to do.
Why do you think the Minister of Information, Patricia Kaliati, was taken out?
James, you might recall that before the official announcement of the death of President Mutharika, some ministers led by Patricia Kaliati went to the television to tell the world that Joyce Banda, although she was vice president and legally placed to succeed the president, because she was expelled from the ruling party, she was not eligible to stand. She said that Joyce Banda is essentially an opposition person, so giving her the job would be like handing over government to the opposition. I don't think she had enough trust in Kaliati.
Joyce Banda is perhaps right now the second woman president in Africa. Does she see herself as somebody who is following in the footsteps of Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf?
Joyce Banda is the first woman president in this part of Africa, the Southern Africa, and the second woman president on the continent. On Monday, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf actually called Joyce Banda to congratulate her on her accession to power, and actually said this is a new trend for women in parliament on the continent. So I think she's trying to better maybe what the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is doing in Liberia.
The new president also says she wants to normalize relations with Malawi's donors. Why do you think it's very necessary to normalize relations with Malawi's donors?
The Malawi economy now is in the doldrums. We don't have foreign exchange in banks. Because of this, we can't have enough fuel in the service stations. All this is because most donors left Malawi because of President Bingu wa Mutharika's abrasive politics. So she has said she wants to normalize relations with Malawi's biggest donor, which is Great Britain, the former colonialist. And also she had a call from Hillary Clinton yesterday. You remember that the Americans suspended the Millennium Challenge account from Malawi. So she said she wants to have this in place. Crucially, the IMF wants Malawi to devalue the currency, the kwacha. And the President Mutharika has been resisting this, and therefore Malawi didn't have a program with the IMF. So she's trying to woo the donors back to Malawi. And so far, the donors have been warming up to her. She has been in talks with British African Minister Henry Billingham, Hillary Clinton, and also she had a meeting with the IMF yesterday. So I think she knows that without the donors back to help Malawi, then the economy will still be the same. And therefore, she might lose trust of the people like her predecessor. She knows that the best way for her to resuscitate the economy is to normalize the relationship with the Western donor countries.